From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama has concluded an address to Ghana's parliament. He told the lawmakers the future of the continent of Africa is up to Africans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Speaking to parliament in the West African nation of Ghana, President Obama promised the U.S. would stand with Africa as a partner and a friend. But in order for Africa to prosper, he said, Western aid must be matched by good government in more African nations.
That is the ingredient which has been missing in far too many places for far too long. That's the change that can unlock Africa's potential. And that is a responsibility that can only be met by Africa.
Mr. Obama chose Ghana for his first visit to sub-Saharan Africa in an effort to showcase the country as an example of democracy and good government. Ghana's enjoyed five consecutive free and fair elections, and until this year's global slowdown, its economy had grown at a rapid pace for two decades. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Accra, Ghana.
The secret eavesdropping programs President Bush approved were far larger than was first known during his administration. Five government inspectors general investigated and have released a report. In 2005, the New York Times reported the Bush administration was spying on people without a court warrant. The new report says that effort was just one part of a much larger secret spying program. The program was so secret, only President Bush could decide who could learn about it. Starting today, most national banks say they will no longer accept IOUs from the state of California. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
From the start, the banks have been reluctant to take the IOUs, which the state of California is issuing to pay its vendors during the current budget stalemate in Sacramento. The big banks, such as Wells Fargo, said they'd take the IOUs only through Friday, and they stuck with that deadline. Some of their customers are unhappy, but State Senator Mark Leno says he understands why the banks might want to stop taking the IOUs.
If they continue to take the IOUs, it could further enable what I and many believe the governor's seemingly disinterest in closing this.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Democratic majority legislature are at odds over how much to cut from the state's social service programs, as well as the governor's proposals for overhauling the way the state spends money. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The head of automaker General Motors says his leaner firm will focus on consumers, culture, and cars. Fritz Henderson says the old way of doing business at GM is over. The company dropped several brands and got rid of billions of dollars in debt. However, GM also accepted another cash infusion from the federal government worth nearly $20 billion. Thousands of people are expected to attend a funeral today for former NFL quarterback Steve McNair. Nashville police say McNair's mistress shot him to death a week ago before turning the gun on herself. This is NPR News. The president of Venezuela is upset over how the United States is working toward a mediated resolution to the political crisis in Honduras. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says the new military leader installed in Honduras should not be allowed to participate in discussions and should have been arrested once he showed up in neighboring Costa Rica for talks. Costa Rica's former president and Nobel Peace Prize winner Oscar Arias is leading the discussions. Today's the first of the season's annual so-called Black Saturdays in France. Vacationers are jammed in traffic jams that are hundreds of miles long. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
Black Saturdays have become an annual habit in France, reflective of the rigid summer vacation schedules that send the French and their northern neighbors scurrying to the fantasy of deluxe Côte d'Azur vacations. Normally, traffic jams today and again on the 1st of August stretch from 400 to 500 miles long. But road authorities say it could be even worse this year as recession-anxious travelers give up foreign travel for seaside and mountain camping. Still more worrisome, recent drops in highway accidents have been reversed across France. Highway fatalities in June were reported as 30% up from a year ago. Most reserved trains are also fully booked. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
China has increased the number of people who were killed in this week's fighting in western China. Tension turned deadly between Muslim Uyghurs and ethnic Han Chinese. People fought in the streets of Urumqi, a largely Muslim Uyghur district. The Chinese government says 46 of the dead are Uyghurs and 137 were Han. Uyghurs, who are not as numerous in the province, say Chinese authorities are underestimating the number of their deaths. This is NPR.